BBC News with Chris Berrow. Iran has vowed to completely close the Strait of Hormuz if the United States acts on threats by President Trump to target its power plants. Iran's top military commanders also said energy and oil facilities across the region would immediately be considered legitimate targets. Iran has imposed an effective blockade since the US and Israel started the war. Simi Jalawa Show in Washington looks at President Trump's options.
He could just end this war. He's already said the US is close to achieving its objectives, which is mainly to degrade Iran's missile capabilities, degrade their nuclear capabilities. He could escalate the war. There have been reports that there are up to 5,000 American Marines currently on their way to the Middle East, as well as several warships. He could just choose to increase attacks on Iran's shoreline to try and push them to reopen that strait.
Israel's defense minister has announced it's expanding its ground campaign in Lebanon. Israel Katz has warned of a prolonged operation against the Iran-backed group Hezbollah after he said he and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu ordered the destruction of all crossings over the Litani River. Hugo Bashega is in Beirut.
Israel is saying that these bridges are being used by Hezbollah, but the reality is that these are civilian bridges belonging to the state and used by civilians. So the fear here is that what is actually happening is Israel is trying to cut off southern Lebanon from the rest of the country. There's also the fear that many of the families who have been forced to flee their homes will never be able to return, because what we're seeing here is something we've seen before in Gaza, a policy to destroy pretty much everything and then ban the return of residents and create a so-called buffer zone.
Hundreds of Syrians have protested in Damascus against strict new alcohol laws. Earlier this week, the city governor issued a decree banning the sale of alcoholic drinks in restaurants and nightclubs, limiting private purchases to a handful of Christian neighbourhoods. Businesses have 3 months to comply. The protesters said the move limits their personal freedom. In France's local elections, the socialist candidate Emmanuel Grégoire is claiming victory in Paris, beating his conservative rival. The left will hold on to power in the capital, where it's been in charge for a quarter of a century. Hugh Schofield says Mr. Grégoire's refusal to make a deal with the far left helped his election success.
In those cities across France where the soft left or the socialists or the traditional left formed alliances with this new force, the hard far left, with its ambiguous, highly criticised policies on anti-Semitism, for example. It's accused of anti-Semitism and courting the Muslim vote it's accused of doing. The voters have turned out in the second round against them, and in a lot of places the right and the centre has taken cities from the left because the left lost votes having allied itself with the far left. And that's a big takeaway from this.
BBC News. The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said Russia is trying to use more favourable weather conditions to intensify attacks at the front line, but Ukraine is inflicting heavy losses. On social media, Mr. Zelensky said more than 8,000 Russian soldiers were killed or seriously wounded in the last 7 days. He said Russian units trying to advance in the Sumy and Kharkiv regions were being destroyed. Poland's Prime Minister Donald Tusk says he believes Hungary has been briefing Russia on EU summits, leading him to self-censor during meetings. It follows a report in the Washington Post which alleges that Hungary's Foreign Affairs Minister was leaking details of European Council meetings to the Kremlin. There's been no comment from Moscow or Budapest. Police in southern Nigeria say 15 people have been arrested after videos surfaced showing women being sexually assaulted during a community festival in Delta State. Traditional leaders say the festival was hijacked by criminals. Chris Iwoka reports.
The footage, believed to be from the Aluedo Festival, shows groups of young men chasing, stripping and groping women in public, in some cases while bystanders filmed or cheered. The videos triggered widespread national outrage, with hashtags such as Stop Raping Women trending across social platforms. Nigeria police says at least 15 suspects are now under investigation. Traditional elders said the practices of the cultural ceremony had been misinterpreted and abused.
Cuba is working to restore power supplies after a second nationwide outage in less than a week. Electricity has returned to parts of Havana, but many workplaces remain closed. There are few vehicles on the roads and people are trying to conserve the fuel they have. The Energy Ministry said it had established what it called microsystems in all provinces to restore power to vital services like hospitals, water supplies and food distribution. That's the latest BBC News.